I think one of the more important criteria regarding the depth of our relationships is the level of truth and honesty that we have with others. You know, I might talk with a stranger about the weather, or with an acquaintance about work or ideas, but with a deep friend, I can share my heart. Sometimes, even my struggles and failings. With that in mind, we could say that the tax collector had a pretty deep relationship with God. And the Pharisee was worse than a stranger. The Pharisee was so full of pride, so self-centered, that even when he prayed, he was really talking to himself. Notice that the gospel says the Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. He took up his position as though he thinks he owns the temple. Does anyone here ever feel like they own a particular pew in this church? But more importantly, is our prayer actually a relationship with God? Or just us speaking to ourselves? Jesus teaches us that authentic prayer must involve humility. The tax collector stood off at a distance, but not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Notice that he does three things before he even begins to pray. He doesn't own the temple like the Pharisee. He stands off at a distance. He understands that he's not worthy to approach the temple. He keeps his eyes and his head lowered. He knows he can't look the Lord in the eyes. Why does he beat his breast? Because he's trying to wake himself up to reality. A sinful heart is asleep to its own sinful capacity. An alcoholic refuses to believe that he's out of control. We sinners rarely understand how deeply enmeshed in sin we actually are. Then we have the very words of the tax collector's prayer. "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Notice the contrast with the Pharisee's prayers. They both start with, "Oh God." The Pharisee says, "Oh God, I." Puts himself on a level with God. The tax collector begs, "Oh God, be merciful." And when he references himself, he immediately adds, "A sinner. Be merciful to me, a sinner." If you and I are sinners, then the first and most important thing that we need from God is his purifying, healing, redeeming, protecting mercy. The first reading from the book of Sirach begins with the words, "The Lord is a God of justice." What is justice? First and foremost, justice is not about vengeance or punishment. First and foremost, justice is about making right what is wrong. And if we're honest with ourselves, like the tax collector, then we know that only God knows how to make right what is wrong. Because usually when you and I try to do that, we act more out of anger or vengeance than out of a sincere desire to make right what is wrong, out of a sincere desire to make a situation or a relationship truly right. The Lord is a God of justice, which is why the tax collector's prayer is a cry for justice to be done in his own heart. "Be merciful to me, a sinner," means, "Lord, by your mercy, make right in me everything that is wrong. There's so much that's wrong in me and in you. Lord, mercifully make it right." Now, we must not forget how today's gospel ends. Jesus doesn't say that the tax collector spent the rest of his life beating himself up as a miserable sinner. What's he say? The tax collector went home justified. He went home justified. In other words, in response to his utter sincerity and humility, the Lord brought justice into his heart. He was justified. He was made just with God's justice. The Pharisee admitted no sin, and so was not justified. There was no justice in him. I don't have to be perfect or pretend to be perfect. I can't. But I can own my sinfulness, because then I can be forgiven. And that's glorious. I can really be made just, not by my effort, but by God's mercy. The more I desire God's mercy, the more His mercy can actually transform my sinful heart. Imagine if the Pharisee had actually prayed with sincerity and humility, only out of his own sinfulness, and God transformed his heart. He maybe would have actually seen the tax collector not as a miserable wretch, but as someone also in need of mercy. And he would have helped him out. And he wouldn't have had to be a tax collector anymore. How often do you cry out for God's mercy?
The Lord's mercy and His justice have transformed my life.